All right, we're back. Another week in the
what?
Huh?
Did you say hello? It's hard to hear from you. You're not above 500.
Oh my god, that was the joke.
Can't like, hear you up here.
It's like, are my audio settings okay? Hold on. Let me go off mute. Yes, you can hear me. Yes,
not I'm a here. Good one.
No, that was good. I'm just embarrassed that I didn't get it off the jump. But yes, I'm 3-3. Nice win last week. You want to start?
Appreciate Aaron? It. Yeah. Do we want to start with the win in this league or in the other league?
Let's start with. Let's save Dynasty Corner for the end.
Okay. That was, dude, 2-0 against Ben is a pretty nice fantasy weekend for you.
Dude, not when my QB1 is Taylor Heinicke in Dynasty, okay?
My QB1 was Cooper Rush. I don't want to hear it. Oh, my tough. Team is as bad, if not worse, than yours.
Yeah, it was another
mid. Skylar Thompson was my super flex.
How'd that do?
Our audience doesn't know who Skylar Thompson is.
I don't even know who Skylar Thompson is. Mm-hmm. I watched every game on Sunday.
Sky Thompson, shout out. He's got a cancer foundation. Supposedly gear is pretty sick. So go check out Sky TM. I think is whatever. We'll keep it moving. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah, seems like it. So we are 6 weeks in. A lot has six weeks flew by.
Kind of.
Pretty much. I mean, creeping
we
up.
We were just at Connor's house.
On halfway through the regular season.
Well, we're a third. Third of the way through the regular season. Well, for fantasy, we're like a little less than half.
That's what I just said.
Okay, cool. The audio thing.
Fuck you. So a lot has changed. I'm 3-3. Before we go through this last week, you want to let me run down standings just so everybody knows.
Including this past week's wins, yeah.
Correct. We have in the East, in first, my back, 4-2. At 3-3, you have me and Jimmy and these Dobbs together. At 2-4 in the East, you have Pits of Despair. Do you even hunt, bro? Yes. And Baby Got Dak. So the East is falling off. In the West, you've got Team Emoji, 5-1. Only 5-1 team. Shout out Connor. A couple 4-2s. Your boy, ATM, and the commissioner. Then you've got a 3-3 with Johnny. You've got a couple 2-4s with Billy Buzz versus Last FBC.
Everybody's got at least two wins. Everybody's That's pretty got good.
At least two, and only one team has five wins. You've got the highest playoff percentage at 87, and you've got the lowest playoff percentage at 20. So you've got a 67 point kind of dispersion there. For example, in my other league, I'm like a 95%, not to brag.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not Dynasty.
That's not the Dynasty one.
No, it's not. And I'll save people from the reminder of who have gotten that league, but it's all good. So we've still got some parity. My team has certainly fallen off, taken a significant step back.
This is a three-game lose streak.
Yeah, three-game losing streak, oof. Longest in the league. Yep.
Oof.
The league. Yeah.
Hate that to sucks. See that.
I did this last year though. Started off 3-0, went 0-3.
Lost three.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of was middling for the rest of the rest.
I was looking back through last year a little bit.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, I have already surpassed my win total from last year.
Dude, come on! What did you finish? Yeah. 3-13 or
3-11? Yeah.
Oh, that bites.
That was bad last year.
4-2 is way better.
Way better.
Way better.
I'm good. I can lose every game. I did better than last year. We made a little progress.
If you lose every game and have to sell lemonade, that would be fucking
hilarious.
I'll
cry so hard.
I will remember the timestamp on the week six recap podcast and hold you over the flames to that one. So let's look back through last week. What
can we just another quick shout out?
Sure.
The West is better than the East. We went 5-1.
Yes.
That's pretty damn good.
The West is better than the East. And a lot of us in the East, we're talking a lot there at first. And I guess we got to eat crow.
I think it's the same this week. It's East versus West matchups. But before we look at those, I guess we'll recap week six.
Yes, we'll recap week six. So I guess we'll get this one out of the way. You beat me 96-78. Lamar is not good anymore. My third highest score was Christian Kirk with 8.8.
At first glance, you're thinking both of these teams stunk, but I would have beaten at least eight other teams. It was in the league. It was a bad week for the majority of people.
Bad week of fantasy. I don't want to be the downer, but did you see the thing that this is like the worst fantasy year in a while? Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
I don't really have any other kind of nuanced take on that, but
what I've heard on some podcasts was like defenses are doing a little bit more bend don't break, so you're seeing some yards, you're not seeing touchdowns,
and no 60 your yard kickers bombs.
Like, yep. No 60-yard bombs for, I mean, Josh Allen maybe has two, and they're both to Gabe Dave, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's tough out here. I mean, touchdowns have been pretty rare. Kyle Pitts just had his first one. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll open up as the season progresses. Injuries occur. I feel like they impact defenses more. Just as a 49ers fan, my defense is struggling with all that. They're down like three or four guys. No Nick Bosa, Armstead. It's tough.
And so a lot of those guys got hurt in the Panthers game. Did the Panthers do a favor for the league?
It sounds like it.
Like, hey, you'll get through us with what seems like ease, but.
Well, the problem was that the game was already wrapped up and Kyle Shanahan was like, well, let's just keep messing around. Why not? And then. Can't that's shenanigans for you. And then he got a butt kicked by the Falcons. Are the Falcons going to win the NFC South?
No, but they're good. And I bet Falcons money line on Sunday, and that just fucking won. So I'm kind of
Falcons have the easiest schedule here on out.
With a lot of Panthers heavy schedule.
They haven't played the Panthers yet, so that definitely helps.
That
Panthers
helps.
Are also up there in top 10 of easiest schedule left. Assumedly because they're playing the Falcons.
And they get to practice against their
I guess it's because the NFC South is just that bad.
It is that bad. The Saints stink too.
And so do the Bucks.
And the Bucks stink. Yeah,
the Bucks just lost to the Steelers. Everybody sucks in this division.
Wow.
Okay, I'll ask you again. Are the Falcons going to win the NFC South?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Mariota believers. Our game... not that close. It's nice to know that the game's over by Sunday. I went to the movie, saw a not so great movie.
What, Black Adam?
No, it honestly took me a minute to remember that there was a DC superhero movie when Mike gave that little jab. I don't know why I need to do this, but Mike, I made a movie. I know what a good and a bad movie looks like. So maybe next time.
That's kind of your thing. Like I trust you. Like if I wasn't sure, I'd reach out and ask you if you knew what a good movie was.
So that was cool. Movie Mondays. I'm not a big Monday night football guy anyways. And Thursday night football, not a big Thursday night football. Sunday is football day.
Right.
The teams are prepared for Sunday. Just let them play on Sunday. Get over yourself, NFL. Let the NBA have a couple nights.
And let me have Sunday from 1 to 7 be so highly concentrated. Give me another game on at 4, probably two more games at 4. You know, take the Thursday night game and the Monday night game. Put them both at 4.
Yep.
Just do that. Do that.
Would you do two primetime games? Or does that dilute the product too much? Gosh, there's got to be one king on Sunday night.
I think so. And I need some time to get sad. And if there's two games, I wouldn't get sad till like 11.
There wouldn't be enough time to get sad.
Yeah. Right. I do need some time to be sad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's how it goes.
Right. Hit us up, Roger. We got ideas for you.
Dude, closest game by far.
You want to jump right there?
Yeah. It's next on the list.
You're about to say the wrong thing, but go ahead.
Uh-oh.
No, go. Keep on.
Team Emoji.
Yeah, dude. God, this is the closest game I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. Let's take a little bit more in-depth look here. I was really locked into both of my losses to you on Sunday, so I wasn't getting a ton of
peripherals. What else is going along the league? Yeah.
Around the league. Man, so Russ just eked him out.
And it was close to an interception at the end of that game.
Oh my gosh. I wanted nothing to do with that football game. So I wasn't really, again, dialed into that. Gabe Dave, nice game. Again, not a very high scoring game, but this is where, the Panthers coming through again, playing up against the Rams, giving the Rams 10 points on D. Gosh, are there any coulda, shoulda, wouldas for your boy Brad? Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, but he hadn't done anything before. I had Ayuk, I'd be playing him. But
as a long time
49ers fan,
The thing is, like, I would have played Deontay Johnson and Alan Lazard also. I'm not sure I would have played Jacoby Myers.
But Jacoby had been good. Jacoby had just had a 20-point game. That's tough hindsight. To chase that. Yeah.
And Alec Pierce, who caught that touchdown at the end. So he had...
And Bradford was missing his best player, Devontae Adams. So that's a tough one, and it sucks even more that... Bradford won a game by 1 point, so it's kind of evens out that kind of luck.
This does suck. He had four eligible wide receivers on the bench. Each one of them would have won the game. That stinks.
That does stink.
That stinks. Moving right along. Hey, Brad, 2-4. I'm not far away from that.
Next one, the other close game, I guess, that caught your eye.
Go for it. I didn't do open in new tab, so I'm fucked now.
All right, let's look at Billy Bust. We've been on Bust Watch for the past couple weeks, and this one was a close one too.
Damn.
Herbert only putting up 8 points kills you.
It's strange.
And it's like his coaching staff is holding him back.
Yeah.
I don't blame the Keenan Allen injury that much because they still got Mike Williams and the Palmer guy can play pretty well.
He missed some throws though. Did you? I did watch a little of the game and early on he had some, he kind of sailed some. So
the big thing was Billy Buss was missing his kicker, Dan Carlson.
I know.
That's
my guy.
All
right, hold on. Time out. I got no fucking love in the group chat when I said runs in the family, good genes. Dan Carlson's brother's the kicker for Auburn.
Yeah. Nobody cares though. It's Auburn.
Okay.
I assume that Daniel Carlson had kicked there too in college. What'd you think?
Who the fuck cares?
This was your fact.
I don't need to know where Dan Carlson kicked in college to say, hey, good kicking.
His brother also kicks.
Dude, it's Saturday at like 3 o'clock. No one else is watching college football. Like, yeah, feel that. Not one person.
Nope. You gotta be carrying a gun to get the news going around here.
I did need to just break it like Emer. But what I really needed to do was post a picture of them because they look identical. I was like, wow, Carlson looks a lot like Dan Carlson.
Crazy. The brothers look like each other.
Yeah, it's weird. So
tough loss for Billy Buss, but I don't think we can count him out, man.
I don't either.
He's patching together a pretty good team. The Kamara trade's looking like benefit to him. I'm out of running backs. He's got, something to work with. Travis Kelce is a good player. Sucks Curtis Samuel dropped that ball on Thursday night.
Oh, my gosh. He had, like,
that touchdown on the one-yard line.
I was watching that like a hawk. Mm-hmm. I consulted my sister-in-law and told her to play Curtis Samuel, and I was like, I felt responsible for that. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, Billy Bust.
Good win for Emer.
Yeah, 4-2.
I don't think he's still the top-ranked, power-ranked team. There's just been too many mistakes on this squad, but I don't make the rankings. I just talk about them. Do we want to keep doing the clip now? Let's mix in a lopsided one. Can you dig it versus Jimmy and these Dobbs?
That's just a Dob for Mike, with some
big Dob
with like, you like to see some consistency across their top scorers. Diggs is a stud, which we'll get to, teaser, spoiler alert. Mark Andrews and Breece Hall. I mean, he elevated himself in his own power rankings and shouted out Breece Hall in regards to his outlook. And the Jets are good.
Back to Dynasty, I made a huge mistake. Okay, anyways, Burks over Hall.
Anyways, let's hold off on that until
separate pod. Yeah. Both defenses, while the Browns only counted for 0 points. I thought we had a negative there.
Sucks. 0.0 is like, that's like worse than -1.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it's not worse than -4.
1.5 from J.K. Dobbins, that's tough. 2.7 out of Mike Williams, that's tough, but that's what you get with Mike Williams. Romeo Dobbs, what happened? You were going to be the guy.
I know.
Not a lot going on the bench here, but 13 points for the Patriots D, that could have helped Rob. What happened?
Tyquan Thornton, how could you not have known?
Why didn't you play him? Duh.
That guy was going to go off. So Rob's now 3-3. I feel like I'm kind of in the Rob zone. I'm not really sure. I'm a little rudderless right now. But hey, 3-3 is better than 2-4, better than 1-5.
Dang, you could have played Kirk Cousins and gotten more points than Lamar.
He fucking
stinks.
I know.
Sunshine played better than Lamar.
Lamar's been bad the last 3 weeks. Bad. 3 weeks, and, yeah. and after Chase had that freaking touchdown and mm-hmm. Sean's like, good game, Marbs. And it's like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I win this shit.
Yeah,
then,
that was, we were watching Lamar it together.
Strip sack, then fumbled, or interception.
Interception.
He went down. My defense went down. And then everybody else decided not to play in the afternoon. Sorry.
Lamar's games, obviously, you know, but for the fans at home, 20 in the first week, 42.62 in the second, 39.42 in the third, then 13, 14, 16 these last 3 weeks. So he's trending back up.
Yeah. Okay, great.
all right. Jimmy and these Dobbs. I like Rob's team a lot. I want to hate, but he's got some good pieces here. Joey Burrow getting you 32. That's nice.
I like the outlook for the Bengals. So I'll always kind of be rooting for Rob. Because you know, I need his guy to be good for my guy to be good.
True. I see that. Another kind of close one, and then we'll finish with the last lopsided one.
Yeah.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back.
Gritty win. A lot of there's so many eights in this score. 88.18 to 81.84. Is that the most?
Weird.
Is that the most ever eights in a matchup? You've got five out of,
and they're both fourth in their division, which adds up to eight.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on here, fellas?
I don't know. Geno Smith's what's going on though. Now I'll say this: shout out to Johnny's running backs. Gritty game in Philly. Miles mm-hmm. Sanders turned out 13.7, and McCaffrey did not score, but still got 19.3. That's like,
and Kenneth Walker had 18 points. Who I think he did score.
Yeah. 19.3 like has to be the highest like for a non-touchdown scoring performance.
True. I mean, but like, that's like that's been McCaff this year. Right. There haven't been a lot of touchdowns for the Panthers.
But he's RB4 and mm-hmm. that's fine. Like I feel like, you know, Johnny 3-3, RB4, like McCaffrey's not a bust despite the Panthers sucking. He's been healthy and like that's all you can ask for.
When we redrafted, I don't think that we put McCaff in our top 12, did we?
I think he was 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would still a first round. And obviously I did it in the auction draft, paid up to get my guy. I want to, you know, reiterate, I think that auction is the fairest way to go about the draft.
Yeah.
Where everybody has a chance to bid on things. Understand we're a traditional league. We use kickers, whatever. Just saying, let's think about it again. Auction is pretty cool.
Auction is cool. I would be open to it. But I still don't understand it that well. And I don't have a good strategy.
That'll be a pod for another day. That'll be our off season. Yeah. This is what we want, pod.
That's late June.
Do we think either of these teams are going to the playoffs?
Not Sean.
Oof.
I mean
I don't think either team's gonna make it.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, Johnny's a game better. But again, winning at 88.18, I'm not going to put a ton of stock there.
Not a lot of confidence there.
Evans and Lockett should be better, though. I don't know. I give them a shot.
Yeah. All right. Last one. Team last football club and a name change. Baby got decked. Tough game. Baby got decked.
Thanks to Ian for not making me low scorer of the week.
Thank goodness we don't do a punishment for that. I hate doing weekly punishments.
Yeah,
I think they're dumb. That's just like unfortunate. A year-long thing, it's like you should have done a little bit better.
All right. If I had to, a quick trivia question, close your eyes. Who do you think had more points, Carson Wentz or Cortland Sutton?
Ooh, that's a good question. I've seen it, but Wentz.
Okay,
Wentz. I've got –
Who do you think had more fantasy points, Carson Wentz or DK Metcalf?
Ooh, DK had to have had more than five, right?
Nope, but he had more, 4.4.
Dang, Wentz is close.
Wentz, 4.16. That's how you score 69.
On the plus side, he gets his namesake, Dak, back. So yes,
he does.
I think that's a huge help for Ian. He also gets back almost all of his lines. Obviously, we had a trade.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Tough one. I should have scrolled down to the bench there. Bye.
Right. He didn't have his best running back. Taylor was injured.
Yeah.
And didn't have Amon-Ra, who I think will probably finish as a top 10 wide receiver, or at least I hope so.
Yeah.
Trey's team is pretty good. I got question marks at the running back position, but hard to argue with having Tyreek Hill. And then if Pittman's going to do this every week, then that's a pretty good core. I think Hollywood Brown, most recently, he's out for at least a month.
Damn.
After they originally thought he'd be out for the year.
That's good.
Yeah, so there's some positive there.
I've got just one question about Trey's team. Who's Eno Benjamin?
He's the backup to the backup on Arizona.
You really like hammocks?
Big hammock guy.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Was that quiet down there?
Is your mic on?
I think
is that everything?
Either of these teams make the playoffs?
No.
All right. It's hard for me to disagree. Ian's gone on a 10 win streak before. 10 game really? Win streak.
You really were going back in the history books.
Yeah. What year? he reminded me the other day when we were training something. But I think it was 2020.
Okay.
It wasn't last year, but I think it was the year before. And he started 0-3. And that, so it must, I think it must have been 2020 because there was still just 13 game regular season.
That's
an impressive streak. I don't know if anybody else has gone on a 10 game win streak in our league. So shout out to the old times. Let's see some wins coming up. IFES.
All right.
Name ranks. And then we'll look ahead.
That's right. So name rankings. Again, really good start to the year. There's a lot of good stuff that we liked at the beginning of the year. I'd say overall, I'm a little bit more disappointed right now.
You're not angry. You're just disappointed.
Not angry. Just disappointed. So we're just going to go through the name rankings. We're going to go last to first as we do. And then we'll, react to them as you do. In eighth and last, Team Last F-Ball Club. Need more. Not much else to say there. As we know, some of this is tied to how your team's performing. He's got 582 points for.
If the Skins can get a name change done, I think Larry can too.
You know what's not going to help Trey get a name change? Keep talking about it on this podcast. In seventh, do you even hunt, bro? Yes.
Is this performance-based again?
Yeah, it's a little performance-based. And you brought up something, if it was more variable, it might, I don't know. If you played Hunt, yes. If you didn't play Hunt, no. Also, the Browns.
Because he did not play Hunt last week. He should have said no.
Right.
The week before that, maybe it was week two or three.
I go to his team name to see if Kareem Hunt's playing. I figure, why other reason would you?
I should know by looking at his team name whether or not Kareem Hunt
is starting. Yes. Yep. So if we're not doing that,
what's the even point?
You're second to last. In sixth, Syracuse Club Lacks. Longest losing streak in the league. Second lowest point score. My quarterback can't finish football games, and neither can I.
This is the closest you've come to thinking about changing the name, I assume.
Oh, no. I showed Sam my team name in my league that I'm good. And she's like, did you change it from Syracuse Club Lacks? I was like, I have two teams. But you're right. I was like, maybe I could, maybe this is kind of an old
freshen thing. Things up. Yeah.
In fifth, Team Emoji. Now, 5-1. I need to figure. So we've got.
Dude, it looks pretty cool when you're looking at the.
Okay. Here's something. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
We have.
So what? He typed it on the app using his iPhone, so it had the eye emojis.
Had to have been done on his phone. I don't think you could do that.
I wish we could get an explanation from him.
Yeah,
but he hates being in the group chat.
I know. Is he in it right now?
He didn't even listen to the podcast.
I know. He said I'm too mean to him. I'm trying to be nicer, Connor. You were right there in the middle.
He's not going to hear this.
So we have Goat King Cook, Panda, Batman's Vortex. I don't know.
I'm assuming the bat is Bateman.
Okay.
But that's a stretch.
It's also like, gym badges. Shout out to Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. You got such a looking like a low-level gym leader.
That was good. I don't know. Like, every player could have, an emoji. And I don't know. Does he have Panthers D? Spider? Brian Burns? I don't know. In fourth, Pits of Despair. Still really like
solid name.
Still really like this name. Touchdown. Sean's
on the
team.
Bench.
I think Sean is extremely self-aware of where his team is, and I, you gotta appreciate that. You know, it's a we do this for fun, and so I think Pits of Despair is self-aware,
still
and,
fun, yeah,
solidly in fourth.
Top three time.
Top three. They wrote me off. I ain't right back though.
Hell yeah! If the spelling was correct on this, would you?
No,
would you put him up.
I no, I think he ran out of characters.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. I just like this name was up for grabs for anybody to do it, mm-hmm. but no one
He's
else.
He's got
did.
Gino. Gino's right. The one that said it, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think it's good. I think I like how they wrote me. Like, does
it's aware.
Does it still do like team name, location, like Philadelphia Eagles? I think location is they wrote me off. Team yep. name is I ain't right back though. That's kind of yep. fun. It's all
it works. Know,
it's two things. So and Gino's sick. His highlight. I was going back this week and watching his highlights against the Saints. He threw some fucking beautiful balls.
Yeah.
And is playing great football. So that's third. Second, sunshine in San Fran, baby.
Woo-woo.
Come on, come on.
When you're winning, it's all sunshine, right?
Come on, like that's just that's. I love it. Long time Niners fan.
Long time.
You got sunshine. It's an alliteration. I did hear that you're like, if you say San Fran to somebody that lives in San Francisco, they're like, oh, fucking puss. Like they don't like it when it's called San Fran. That's the only reason it's not one. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I heard that from like one guy once.
I hope one day I get to say it to someone's face. But
as a long time Niners fan, I would have thought you would have known that.
Yeah.
In first, can you dig it?
Oh yeah. This is definitely performance based.
Performance based, plus three vibes based. I Mike had a really nice positive comment for my team, even though I've been sucking dick. He still said positive outlook. I just appreciate that. And also
you're the only one he's nice to in those.
No, he no.
He questions my trades. He tells me my quarterback sucks. I beat him.
You did beat him. I think he's pissed. I haven't played Mike yet. I haven't played Mike yet this
That's
year.
True. We'll see how he writes about you after you whoop his ass.
I'm going to kick his ass and I'm going to go to dead last. He's going to be like, dude, seems kind of fluky. I don't know. But now, and also Diggs is as consistent as anybody comes.
He's all right. I don't think we did the, maybe we redrafted too early. Is Diggs number one off the board? Or is there a conversation to be had in a redraft?
There's a conversation to be had. I don't think his ceiling is as high
as Cooper Kupp's. Because that offense sucks for the Rams.
Who do we have? Who went first in the redraft?
I would have to scroll back a couple notes here. We went Kupp one.
Did we?
No, we went Diggs one.
Diggs one.
Hell yeah. So we were right.
Okay, sweet. Hell yeah. No. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like trashing it. I probably picked him.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think you had the first pick. So yeah, you did.
Didn't we redraft like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks? Like it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it was before our bye.
But now uber consistent and cool as fuck. So that's it. That's the name rankings for you.
Nice. If my math is correct, we're missing four teams.
Oh, fuck, dude, you know what? I'm sorry. That is a different category. We have two different...
We've got another name category.
We've got another name category. So, apologies. That was the non-horny name rankings. So, all of those, 8 through 1, are stacked up for the non-horny name rankings. So, we have four other teams that are bonk in the horny jail of the rankings. In fourth, Baby Got Dak. Ian. For
That's
your,
a little horny.
For your stand, okay, yes, horny. And Ian, for your standards, this is not up to your standards. I'm just saying, you can do better. I know you have got Dak back. I understand that, but no need to, you know, get hard while you're making your team name.
My only suggestion, Ian, and feel free to ignore it because it's pretty funny to look at the league history and see single the influencer. Influencer to single.
Oh, yeah.
Single. Maybe just go, maybe start pen and paper, cross some things out.
Do you not you type it in Word? You don't have to save it.
You don't have to immediately change. Well, I mean, You get it. You want to see how it looks.
Cooking Godwin with no grits. Cooking grits with Chris Godwin. Suddenly cooking some grits and my kitchen burns down. Yeah, that was like a similar thing for last year. So, Ian. Right,
baby got Dak, number four.
Baby got Dak, number four. Number three, Billy Bust. Ew. Mm-hmm.
October's busting month.
Is it? Oh, before NNN, you know.
True. Means? You're absolutely right. Yeah. I was thinking of there's a remix of the Ghostbusters song, and it's just "Bustin' makes me feel good" over and over.
Is that like the Smash Mouth, or it's just like the "Yeah, stop coming and they don't stop coming"?
Yeah, they don't stop coming and they don't stop coming.
Don't stop.
Yeah. It's exactly.
Don't
like
stop
that.
Coming and they don't stop coming.
Spooky season though, so I dig. Bustin' makes him feel good. No biggie.
So you'd have him higher on the horny name rankings?
I think third is probably appropriate after who I'm assuming number two and one are.
Number two is Jimmy and these Dobbs together.
Yeah, that's fucking horny.
That's so horny. What does that mean?
No, what does it mean?
I just think of elbow grease when I hear this name. I don't know. That's my initial reaction. And like, what's a Dob? Mm-hmm. Dob kind of sounds like knob.
Yep.
Anyways, on to first. My eck, my back.
Yeah, that was a clear number one. And you get laid, dude.
Yes, Evan. And you know what the worst part is? The freaking picture. When I pull up my fantasy app, I gotta say, guys, sorry. Don't know what's gonna come up here.
It's just like cover art, right? For a song.
Yeah, from My Neck, My Back, My Pussy and My Crack. That mm-hmm. song. Ew, Evan. Get it together. God, fucking perverts over here. So horny name rankings number
one. But
he
did Photoshop his head on the person's body, so that's kind of cool.
Nah, that is shoddy.
Made you look.
Let me see. Oh my god, dude, it's not him. I'm like, oh, what's up? So in recap, the horny name rankings, number one, my eck, my back, number two, Jimmy and D Styles together, number three, Billy and number four, baby got Dak.
All right, not bad.
That's name rankings. We will do one pre-playoffs.
Okay. So we've got like 6 weeks.
Something like that. We are just under halfway through the season as discussed.
Let's hit up the preview.
Yes.
The fun part of the pod.
The fun part, because everything's in front of us.
You want to start with your team or my team?
Let's start with my team. I don't know.
This is a get right game.
This is a get right game.
For both of y'all. You're both. This is Syracuse Club laugh. Syracuse Club lacks versus they wrote me off. I ain't right back though.
God damn. I have a 53% chance to win right now. That means fucking nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know, man. I don't have much to say about my team. I think positives are I have Swift back.
You've won every game that you played Swift, right?
Yeah. Yes. Probably. I was 2-0 and Swift has missed now the last four. Missed three, had a bye. But I think he's coming back. I hate how the questionable is still there.
Yep. A lot of cues on your team, man.
A lot of cues. A lot of guys I'm not sure. Why is Jamar Chase questionable? I didn't even notice that till right now. And Lamar. Oh my goodness. My top four guys are all questionable. I can't win with Christian Kirk and Hunter Henry. I'll tell you that much. I'll say I like my squad. I'm just, I don't know. I'm a little tepid about it. After I was saying, I think Mike Evans and Tyler Lockett should be better. I'm hoping they're not quite better this week.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know,
but
Walker's going to get fed. Walker was the pickup of the season. So like the waiver pickup of the season so far, right?
He drafted Walker. What? Yeah, pretty sure. Okay.
Was he second after Penny the whole time?
Yeah. Like in the leagues that Kenneth Walker was available, your league mate sucked and you sucked too for not picking him up or drafting him. Okay. The only league that he was available for me was a 5 bench league. And those are you're only playing guys that are going to play unless you're an idiot like me and you're holding on to like Rashard White. Anyways, yeah.
Julio Jones.
You're probably good to drop Julio, man. Just
I think
I did
so
it in
too.
Another leg.
I should have kept Eagles D.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
Just put in the waiver claim.
I might
outbid me.
But then I like, dude, it haunts me. I'm like, seeing the headlines, Julio comes back. My shtick on fantasy. I'm never dropping Julio.
Yeah.
AJ Dillon, on the other hand, fuck him.
I wouldn't go that far. And you paid way too much money for Isaiah Pacheco to drop him.
As discussed.
who you got?
I guess me. I don't know. Yeah. I have the longest losing streak in the league. Yeah. What leads me to believe I'm going to win this week? Actually, let's do a complete 180 on that. I'm going to win. Let's go. Me by 10.
I lean your way too, mostly because of the reliance on the Seahawks for Johnny. And I do think that the Chargers are a pretty good defense. At least as long as Bosa is playing, then your defense should be just fine. And Derwin James is a fucking beast.
Fucking dog. Goals. God damn. So, he's so good.
I think that those are what probably gives you the edge. I mean, he's playing three Seahawks. And that means if Geno does really well, you're going to lose. If Geno doesn't do really well, you got the dub.
Damn. I might do like a same game parlay, Chargers and over, and just root hard.
Against the Seahawks.
Right. But that actually might not work. I might bet on the Seahawks and then get crushed on my bet.
This could be one of those edging?
I can go all in. It's not edging, but you're getting dangerously close
to the horny list.
Group of four. Darn it. Sorry to all of our female listeners. Hedging. As in a hedge. Jeez.
All right, I'm picking you. Let's go. This game ends in a tie because you're both edging. Oh, all right. Let's hit up Baby Got Dak. Can you dig it? Or do you want to just knock out mine?
Let's knock out yours.
All right. This is a really close matchup. And this, I thought about the game of the week, but the last time we potted, we made me game of the week. So might as well not.
I'll tell you one thing. Here's a sick flex. Your running back is projected most points out of your team. And that's sick.
That is kind of. It just means I don't have the greatest quarterback. But yeah, that is sick.
That's not happening anywhere else.
There's been a number of years where that's been the case, but the rest of my team is so bad that it's like my running back's projected 15 and my quarterback's projected 14. So this is a much better position to be in.
Yeah, 18 and 16. Mm-hmm. Much better.
Almost 19 for Saquon.
It is. Damn, he's averaging 19 points a game.
He's the best running back.
He's such a good runner. Like, he's the best running back.
The Giants are legit good.
They're good. I like watching the Giants. Okay, quick pause in this, and I know we're going a little long, but hey, you know, it's been a whole week since we've talked to you.
Yep.
Who's your favorite team to watch right now?
NFL. After the 49ers, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've watched a lot of Red Zone, so it does make it hard to, like, single in.
Yeah.
But I would say the Giants are up there because I did get to watch a London game.
London game was fun.
Yeah. And I honestly kind of like watching the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm watching it for my quarterback. But the teams that they've played, like the Colts game with Matt Ryan, threw the ball like 60 times.
Yeah. The Red Zone was heavy on that game. Did you notice that? I don't know. It's something with
the weather. Well, there was a fair amount of points being scored.
That's a good point. The points, the red zone drives, and then like the way the commercials fall. But that game was getting shown a lot. The Giants are up there for me. I also really like watching the Vikings. I don't know if it's the colors. I don't know.
Yeah.
If
it's I remember watching the week one with just Jefferson going off. Balling that was out. Fun. They're 5-1 too, which is kind of crazy.
Those two teams are just, I don't know. I like watching them. I don't know if they're like better than the other like teams that we considered good in the NFC, but they're more fun to me.
From the Pat McAfee show, they interview with Aaron Rodgers, and he's kind of doing some PR work, right? To be like, my team doesn't suck that bad. Yeah. His thing was that the parity in the league has shown you how close the difference between a win and a loss is.
Yeah.
Like nobody's blowing anybody out.
No, it's a block punt. It's a tip ball. It's a
drop snap, a drop ball, all the little things. Like,
those digs
you got to play a perfect game to get a win, or as close as you can get it. And the Giants are just kind of like a selfless team that are like, we're playing team football.
Right. And not making Daniel Jones do too much.
Not making Daniel Jones do too much. Not making Kenny Galladay come play when he doesn't want to. Those are all like team things, right? Yeah. Some coaches get hung up of like, well, we're paying this guy so much money, he should be out there. It's like, nah, just play your best fucking guys.
Right.
Doesn't really matter.
And put ego aside. So, anyways, I think, dude, give me you in this matchup. I think you're kind of rolling. I don't know. I don't want to say it too early, but this might just be your year.
Definitely don't think that's the case. Not with Jeff Wilson in my RB2 spot, but I did some things to get my tight end better. I just need to work on the quarterback spot. I'm not that confident for this game, especially Bradford with Ayuk playing against KC. That seems like a lot of points could come up. Ayuk's a pretty big – so I guess if Debo outscores Ayuk, I'll win is what I'm going to put it on. But I think that Bradford's got some pretty favorable matchups here.
Would you say that Mahomes coming off a loss against a banged up Niners defense is probably a good thing for you or not a good thing for
that
you?
That doesn't sound like a good thing at all any way.
I'm thinking that's a good thing for Bradford and not you.
But the safeties and cornerbacks are still pretty healthy. One of them's wearing a club on their hand, so I wouldn't expect an interception, but a couple broken ball broken up passes.
Yeah, that's all you need.
See, we'll see. And I might do some more Justin here. I'm pretty sure this is my lineup, but yeah, I think I'm gonna go Bradford, honestly.
Really? All right. Fade yourself.
I don't have enough confidence in this game, and he needs one bad.
Yeah, he does. Give me you here.
Appreciate it. Should we go to thinking Jimmy and these Dobbs, Billy Buss, the Horny Bowl.
Horny Bowl, 3-3 versus 2-4. Now the robber seems kind of fucked up. Okay, hold on. Let me get it full screen here so I can see this shit. Burrow, I don't know.
Nope. Herbert matchup, same draft class, right?
That's fun.
That is a fun matchup.
Dude, you know what it really comes down to is Tyler Algier.
Really?
No,
I thought Dan Carlson and Evan McPherson was going to catch your eye. That's a kicker battle if I've ever seen one.
All right, Billy Buss, is he? So I had some highly ranked players, but is he the only guy that's starting two number one position ranked players this week? Could be. I haven't seen that yet. I mean, it is tight end and kicker, but it is.
But it's still number one.
It's that dude. Dan Carlson's averaging 12.4 points a game. That's an asset.
Huge. That's, you know, it's better than what Curtis Samuel's been doing for him.
Yeah.
Zay Jones and Chase Claypool. Do you like Chase Claypool? Did you see the dip thing?
Yeah, I saw the dip thing. I thought
it was kind of funny.
I thought it was kind of stupid.
It is stupid, but it's like, who hasn't put in their first dip and been like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, but he's like 24.
Yeah, but an athlete and like probably tried to stay away from drugs and alcohol. And then, you know, sees all the white kids around him are like, this is what I do. Put it in. They're like, yeah, you'll feel that way for the next 10-15 times if you keep doing it, but then it feels just like nothing.
Yeah, and then you get super addicted and it's great.
Celebratory dip.
So I think we're burying the lead. You know who is back?
Jacobs. No. Josh Jacobs will get no love on this podcast.
No, I like that. I know. Right. What the fuck? I gave Josh Jacobs so much love the last pod. I mean, two pods ago.
Before the bye.
Yeah.
Hopkins is back.
Hopkins is back.
Nuke.
Yeah.
We've got no averages and we got no PRK. What is he going to do game one? Against New Orleans and Lattimore? That's a tough matchup.
It looks like he'll get 11.3 points. If I had to guess, just throwing a number.
If I was going to put a projection on it,
I'd probably say one touchdown, 38 yards, four catches.
All right. Who wins?
Rob.
I'm putting the bus watches on again.
Wow. Two number one. See, he's got studs.
Billy Bus is getting another bust under his belt.
Okay. On to the next one. I forget which teams we've done. Have we done three or four games?
I think we've done me and you. Or you and We've done you and Johnny, me and Bradford, and now we've done Robert and Will.
All right, let's do Baby Got Dak versus Can You Dig It? This is our largest, I believe, point spread. Mike is a two-touchdown favorite.
No. Baby Got Dak is a two-touchdown favorite.
What?
Mike is projected to lose this game by 15 points.
What the fuck? Ow.
So Mike's missing Stephon Diggs, Jalen Hurts,
And Devontae
Smith.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If that helps clear anything up,
all right,
about the projection,
that helps. So that's Wandale Robinson zone.
Mm-hmm. I like Wandale. I also picked him up in a league.
Sure, he's the 112th ranked wide receiver.
Well, his first game was last week.
Okay, but he's not Stephon Diggs.
He's not Stephon Diggs. Yeah. He got me there. Yeah, he's going Josh Palmer, Wandale Robinson.
Should we do a redraft until we get to Wandale Robinson?
We do not have that kind of time. No, look at the check marks, though.
Ian, Mike.
And Ian, oh man, Knox is on bye, but that would have been a good late cover. And Mark Andrews didn't practice today. Him and Lamar didn't practice on Wednesday.
Ah, okay. Hopefully it's a, sorry. My bad. Hopefully it's just, you know, maintenance.
Yep, just maintenance.
That's right. So, I mean, give me Ian if we're going projections.
Yeah, Mike's on a – this is probably his toughest bye week to handle, missing QB1, wide receiver one,
and a flex.
Mm-hmm. And missing a stack.
Stack. I guess give me Ian. I mean, this is like
– how could very, you not?
Mike's a very rational guy. I feel like Mike has made it up in his mind that he's lost this week. I think he might be doing the Apple Orchard on Sunday with Juliet. Mm-hmm. That would be
– This is a good weekend to do it.
I know. Yeah. That's not our bit. We've stole that, but it's Mike has like planned out apple picking. I hope he's got a good flannel. Give it Ian.
I'm in on Ian. Good luck, Ian.
All right. So we have the sad
two teams
game.
Left. The sad game versus the game of the week.
Yeah. So the sad game is is Pits of Despair versus Last FBC. 2-4 versus 2-4. This is the only game of the week that's guaranteed to net out one team.
Fifth loss
at 2-5. That's
that hurts.
That really stinks. I
because like your back is literally against the wall at that point.
2-5 by some.
You have to flip your record the rest of the way. You have to go 5-2 if you're 2-5.
And what about going 2-5 makes you think you can flip it to 5?
Exactly. Exactly.
Nothing. So on that note. Who are all these Atlanta running backs? Who is Caleb Huntley?
Who's Josh Reynolds?
Both John White. Who is Taysom Hill? Seems white.
All right, now here could be an advantage Sean's way.
Okay, talk to me.
Not
having Justin Jefferson.
That hurts. Jameson Winston. Out most likely with injury. Andy Dalton also popped up on the injury report. We could be looking at a Taysom Hill quarterback.
Okay.
And obviously you would still play him at tight end. I don't see Matt Ryan doing what he did last week. He seems like an up and down kind of guy, maybe 15 points. His average is 14 points. So you'd be lucky to get 15 out of him. Obviously Kyler is the better quarterback. Hopefully with Nuke back, that lifts this whole offense up, but missing Hollywood Brown might just put him at the same place that they are. Yeah. Kyler's got to run more. He should really be a top three quarterback. Six is nice, but.
No, he should be a top three fantasy quarterback without any problems. And like that should kind of be his floor, like at least top four or so.
Because he should run so much.
I know. Yep. Hey, is a rushing touchdown 6 and a passing touchdown 4?
Yep.
Yeah.
See, some people think that should change, but
why do you think
that? I don't think it should. Like, the hard part is catching the ball in the end zone, not throwing the ball in the end zone, but it also elevates quarterbacks that do run and pass. So like Josh Allen is worth pretty much 2 games of any other quarterback this year because he passes and he runs. And
runs it in. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm with you.
Same for Lamar. Yeah. He hasn't quite done it the last few weeks, but it's like that That's why you draft a quarterback early, but right. Make sure you're drafting a quarterback that uses their legs. Yeah. Like Joe Burrow has been killer.
Dude, that took a lot for Joe Burrow to get 32.
Yeah.
Because he might have a QB sneak at the one or, you know, do mm-hmm. a little fake handoff end around thing, but like he's not a rusher.
Right. Like I got a big bump from Trevor Lawrence having 2 rushing touchdowns. I don't expect that to happen again. He's about that life. Well, it was like 1 yard plunges. So they were the Tom Brady rushing touchdowns.
Big bump.
A lot of check marks there for Team Football Last Club. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Damn, the Taysom Hill thing. That's just a little nugget. That's something to be watching. That'll certainly be at 4:05 because they're playing the Cardinals. I'll be locked into that. All right.
I'm picking Trey here.
Me too.
And I think that probably makes Sean quit after this game.
Quit?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he'll be in a pit of despair.
Oh, tough. I feel like Sean like would make a lemonade stand just like at Eddie Mills and like.
Oh, dude, Eddie Mills lemonade stand would be perfect.
I'd be like, Sam would be like, "What are we going back to Raleigh for? We have to pay Sean, and he's gonna make us some lemonade."
Yeah, but it could be a nice pool day for everybody.
No, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like his neighbor, like he hangs out with his neighbors. They might bring some friends over. Like, oh, 20
bucks. Be a party.
Put some vodka in there. Like,
are we now rooting for Sean to come in last?
I think it would be best for the league.
I think it's best for the league as well.
No, we'll come back to Raleigh.
We're trying to make lemonade out of lemons in this situation.
Yes. Chicken shit out of chicken salad. Same thing.
Same thing.
All right, Sean, don't take this the wrong way.
We want you to lose.
That would be a. That sounds like a sick day. Now I'm kind of pumped for that. Yeah. It's only week 6. All right. Game of the week.
Game of the week.
Wow.
These teams.
I think game of the season so far was me and Evan week 3, but my season's gone really downhill since then. This is the game of the year thus far.
Wow.
It's
of the year this week for
it's
sure.
It's the power ranking darling mm-hmm. versus the best team in the league.
Because this is teams 1 and 3.
I mean,
a top 3 matchup.
I'm calling this 1 and 2
because Mike's wrong.
Because that's what ESPN says is this is 1 and 2. Yes,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So you've got, gosh, what are up with these favorites? Is this the worst bye week? Like it's.
Like 5 of the top 10 of all fantasy scores are missing, something like that.
Right. Like it's Eagles, Vikings, Bills, like those three in itself have lost 2 games.
You're missing 3 quarterbacks that you're likely starting.
Diggs and Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cook, Miles Sanders, Dallas Goedert, you know, mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert's really hurting me. So, yep. FYI. So, but you've got right now my back horny and 14 point favorites.
It's a pretty good. Now the big thing, got to make sure Chris Olave plays. If he is out, then Evan has to plug in MVS or maybe the return of DeSean Jackson.
Oh,
that could
course,
be fun.
Of course he has DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. That's not somebody I would be picking up when the news dropped, but hey.
Ooh. Also got to make sure Tua plays.
Yeah. He'll probably play. He's got Mariota, so he's got at least that's a decent. Saying. Yeah.
Mariota, QB12, Falcons pretty good.
Not bad. Falcons pretty good. Might win the NFC South.
Shout out to Mariota. That's all I got to say.
Would you play Tom Brady over Derek Carr? Derek Carr has had his bye, so that impacts the ranking there.
Tom Brady plays the Panthers, so that impacts that decision there.
And J.C. Horn is nice. The DBs are nice. The defense is good. I don't know if this is an easy layup game for Tom. I mean, he's going to have to be bringing it. He can't be showing up hungover after a wedding to this game. I'll tell you that.
Damn. Dude, Bucks-Panthers should be a good game, but the Panthers are the worst organization in the league.
Who's even starting at quarterback? Sam Darnold? P.J. Tucker got hurt too, right?
Probably somehow will.
Should we just play Jacob Eason? He's kind of nice.
We have Jacob Eason.
Think that's who came in? Or I'm mixing metaphors. I'm not sure.
Matt Corral got hurt. You think about him?
Matt Corral is out for the season. He's currently using a cane to walk. So, no, I don't believe he'll be playing. I know that because I drafted him as my dynasty quarterback on my taxi, but I dropped him because of the Liz Frank, the dreaded Liz Frank.
Damn, that Liz Frank demotes you from taxi.
Mm-hmm, for me, on my shit squad.
So yeah, game of the week. I know the point spread's a little off right now. I mean, Connor is missing Dalvin, Higby, Gabe, Dave, Madison.
It's tough.
So he's filling in some holes. Is Keenan Allen going to be back?
Maybe. His fingers are crossed on that one. And I would not want to play Elijah Moore. Denver's defense is nice.
I know.
That is the offense has been. They would be a good team if Russ could play like half as good as he did last year. Dude,
my only concern is, oh gosh, I don't know. Jamal Williams, I think you do have to play because you're not really sure what you're going to get with Swift, or the Lions aren't sure what they're going to get with Swift. Mm-hmm. But I feel like ETN, Henry, Waddle, I like Tonyan. Like, I feel like Connor, I trust Connor's team outside of the running, like the running backs, I trust more on Evan's side.
I'm picking Evan this game.
All right, give me Connor.
Purely Connor. Selfish reason. If Connor loses and I win, then I'm up there tied for first. So
right. So let's see. So Connor can't say I'm mean to him anymore.
True. You picked him.
Also, I waited till one
the
hour
last minute to say a nice thing.
Even before Dynasty Corner.
Yeah, let's wrap that up here.
All right, so big week ahead. I think we can maybe skip on Dynasty. We've already been going about an hour. And
next week for sure.
Any parting thoughts for you?
Hey, just good luck to everybody. You know, sometimes it's not your year. Sometimes you got to make lemons into lemonade, but good luck.
To everyone except Sean. Go Buffalo.